Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
Every time I break down a cardboard box and flatten it and shove it into my recycling bin, I shed a tear, at least figuratively. I've nothing but respect and admiration for the common cardboard box. I've talked about this before, and in some societies, and quite likely our own, this slavish affection for a box would be considered ridiculous and unhealthy. On the other hand, I consider the modern corrugated cardboard box a marvel of ingenuity and engineering. It can hold many times its own weight, and it seems a shame to discard it after just one use. Sending it to a recycling center eases the pain a little bit, although I always worry whether it will ever really find a new life somewhere else. Since the pandemic, I've done a lot of shopping online, which means many of the goods I buy arrive on my front porch in cardboard boxes. So many boxes, in fact, especially from Amazon, that I have come to know them by the numbers printed on their sides. I have my favorites. Box 40, for example. It's small, measuring just 6 inches by 7 inches by 10 inches. But a bottle of mouthwash ordered from an Amazon supplier fits nicely inside and arrives intact, nestled in tissue. A box numbered P9 is considerably bigger, measuring just 8 inches high but 23 inches wide and 28 inches long. I don't remember what came in it, but I always have a tough time throwing away a P9. It's so sturdy and strong, it deserves better, I think. In between those two extremes are a lineup of boxes of all sizes, some long and narrow, some fat and wide, some square. Box 170 is a good mid-sized box. It's 10 by 12 by 20, big enough to accommodate just about anything you'd order, but not so big it's unwieldy. At one time or another, I've had dozens of them in my garage, each waiting its fate when I stomp it flat and bid it farewell. I feel no emotional attachment at all to a week's worth of trash stuffed into our curbside garbage container, but when the big truck comes for the cardboard, well, I get a little misty-eyed. Yeah, I know it's weird, but just consider how well-crafted most of the cardboard boxes in our lives really are. I recently bought a carpet shampoo machine through Amazon, and I practically needed a blowtorch to get the thing open and the machine out. I counted 8 pieces of heavy-duty cardboard inside the box itself, each of them positioned to protect the contents from puncture from the outside. If you've ever received a purchase in a box that looks like it was dropped from the top of the Empire State Building, you know how important that is. Not all of my boxes get recycled. Some of them serve as long-term storage containers. As long as the basement doesn't flood, they'll last forever. Now, if you want to talk about plastic bags, that's another matter. I've got plastic bags full of plastic bags. They build up because our recycling service doesn't accept them, and I refuse to send them empty to the landfill with the garbage. Fortunately, the dogs and their waste help me fill a couple bags every week. God bless them. The dogs and the bags.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.